This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. Today, our special guest, Kurt Barton. He's CFO for Tractor Supply, joins us in just a moment. First off, Representative Trent Kelly from Mississippi on the Farm Bill.
Mr. Chairman, farm or food security is national security. A strong farm bill is about more than farm policy. It is about the future of rural America. In Mississippi, agriculture and forestry are economic engines. They support small businesses, sustain local communities, and provide jobs across the entire state. When farmers hurt, rural town hurt. When agriculture is strong, rural America is strong. Title I is foundational. I appreciate that the reference prices were increased in the Big Beautiful Bill. That was an important step forward. This bill builds on that progress and strengthens the farm safety net to better reflect today's economic realities.
This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James, and today we're joined by Kurt Barton. Kurt is Executive Vice President, CFO, and Treasurer with Tractor Supply. Kurt, welcome to the show.
Hey, Tony. I'm glad to be here.
Okay. I can't imagine anybody doesn't know this, but if you had to tell somebody who just came out from under a rock, kind of the elevator speech for who Tractor Supply is.
Yeah, you know, Tractor Supply, to most people, surprise them that we're nearly an 88-year-old company. It's been, you know, an interesting growth period. The best way to describe our growth period and how fast it's been recently was we started in 1938 as a mail order tractor parts company out of Chicago. It took 25 years to get to 100 stores, about 35 more store years to get to 300. And now we're at 2,400 stores and we're adding about 100 every year. So from the size of the company, a lot of the growth has really been in the last 20 years. From what we do today, we still in our core serve the rural farmer and ag production, but it's really, I've seen Tractor Supply grow with rural America, where there is just a number of customers that live that hobby farming life like I am and I've described. And there's others that live on 2 or 5 acres and just enjoy life outdoors. And the company's evolved from tractor parts and feed to pretty much about anything that those that live in rural America and live and play and work outdoors, from tools for those that work in the trade to pet food, large animal feed, lawn and garden, apparel, both work and recreational apparel, gift and decor. So we've evolved with our customer, and our mission and passion when it comes to products is finding products that are core to our customers and support the lifestyle that they live outdoors in life out here.
Well, and it's so interesting as you describe this, because I actually live in rural America. The place I live has one stoplight. And by the way, I'm 30 miles from the nearest Tractor Supply. But what's the current state, would you say, right now of ag and rural America, you know, for your customers? How do you see that economy right now?
I'd say it's mixed on the state of the U.S. consumer, particularly rural America. A couple of things that I think support that statement of a mixed, from like strong or favorable versus some pressures. The USDA, for instance, is predicting that in 2026, farming ag income will be modestly down. But they're also saying the net cash proceeds or income could be modestly up. So a bit of mixed signals from modestly down to modestly up. And then also you've got inflation, certainly a hot topic. Inflation is creating pressure on all households today. You've got high interest rates. And even like right now with, you know, our current environment, you're seeing gas prices increase. So there's some concern about, you know, the pressure on the U.S. consumer and rural America in 2026. But I balance that out with, like, our customer, while, like I said, we serve the core, you know, farmer, but there's also a significant portion of rural America where their income is coming from manufacturing, industrial production, construction and contractor work or trade work. And those are areas where unemployment, while ticked up a little bit, is still historically low. Our pulse surveys from customers in rural America tell us that they feel, compared to normal, they're very confident in their employment at this point. And so employment is a really key aspect for our customers. And so I think it's mixed. We balance out that there might be some pressures on the ag income and there may be some pressures on household inflation. But the good thing is that the unemployment is low and the consumer, particularly in rural America and these trades, feels confident about their security of their employment.
Kurt Barton is our guest today with Tractor Supply. This is the Agribusiness Report.
Purple Wave Auction remains the trusted leader in online equipment auctions. What makes the difference is you. You are part of our growing global community that continues to trust Purple Wave with the equipment that builds and feeds America. This trust placed in us by our community, from construction to ag producers and fleet drivers, brings great equipment opportunities to their next owners. Join the Purple Wave community today. PurpleWave.com.
If you're going to succeed, you need cotton that's strong enough to perform around here where you grow. That's why Delta Pine cotton varieties are bred to meet the needs of your neck of the woods and are rigorously evaluated by local growers for maximum performance potential and consistency year after year. Strong cotton performance starts around here with locally tested Delta Pine cotton. Learn more at DeltaPine.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
It's the Agribusiness Report. Our guest today, Kurt Barton, Executive Vice President, Chief Financial Officer with Tractor Supply. We talked about the rural economy earlier. Where would you put Tractor Supply right now?
Yeah, you know, we're in a great position where in rural America, in the last 5 years, we've seen some of the largest growth into our markets, and that has brought in a lot of new customers, a number of new people that are engaging and experiencing life out here for, you know, the first time, and they're excited about it. And we've seen some of the highest amount of growth in the core values of America and living further outside of urban locations. So for us, we've got like the highest number of engaged customers than we've had in the company's history. We have over 43 million of our Neighbors Club loyalty members. And so we have more customers engaging with Tractor Supply. So the state of Tractor Supply for us right now is to continue to engage with those customers. And we're in a unique position where we hire our customers. We hire the experts, those that are experts in large animal livestock, or experts in pet, or expert tradesmen who know welding and farming. So these customers are coming in for their pain points and their needs, and Tractor Supply is a source for expert advice. That's a key differentiator for us. So as a company, we're going to continue to maximize and capitalize on that. And for us, the business has been consistently solid. We're making investments in the business. This year, we'll make the largest capital investments for growth in the company's history. We'll open 100 new stores this year. We're on a path of remodeling our existing stores to have the best, brightest shopping experience. We're bringing in new technology so that our team members in our stores can remove a lot of the manual task work and be more efficient and have more time to serve customers. So we've got some exciting growth targets and expectations for 2026 and beyond. And we're just continuing to make those levels of investments and serve our customers with the best cost at the, you know, we're a local store that really brings the size and scale of a large national chain. And so we're excited to just continue to bring low prices and remove pain points for our customers.
Kurt Barton is with Tractor Supply, and this is the Agribusiness Report.
Let's talk about cotton research. Cotton Incorporated funds more than 400 ag research projects every year. They study cotton, engineering, economic development, entomology, agronomy, pathology, variety selection, expanded cotton seed uses. And that's just the start. You grow the cotton research and promotion program helps grow the value. Learn more at cottonboard.org.
Success is attained by those who approach problems with a plan and a purpose. As an advocate for High Plains cotton growers since 1956, Plains Cotton Growers has been tackling the tough issues facing cotton growers through beneficial legislative and regulatory changes. An important part of PCG's success is through close working relationships with congressional representatives and federal regulatory staff, allowing cotton growers more time to devote to farming operations. From the halls of Congress to the dusty turnroads of the High Plains, cotton producers depend on Plains Cotton Growers.
It's the Agribusiness Report. Our guest today, Kurt Barton, Executive Vice President and CFO with Tractor Supply. You've got plenty of stores nationwide. Is there any events where you get all of your managers together, your employees together, get everybody on the same page, if you will?
It's a key thing when you're this large. At 2,400 store managers, plus 200 of our store managers that run our PetSense by Tractor Supply pet specialty stores, so 2,600 of them, you want them to learn all of the product knowledge. You want to teach them the new technology, equip them to go back to their stores to be armed to teach the 15 or 20 team members that are supporting them in their stores and supporting our customers. And so we just wrapped that up. We always have an annual sales meeting. We bring all store managers and district managers into Nashville, and we have our annual sales meeting. We do two things primarily. We celebrate all the success from last year and recognize those that outperformed, those that did above and beyond work. And we just celebrate, you know, the year we just wrapped up. But then even most importantly, we launch the vision for this next year with them. We teach them on the selling skills, customer service, product knowledge and technology knowledge. And it's key for us to be able to keep our culture really intact and to make sure all 2,400 stores represent our mission values and have great customer service. So it's one of many ways we can do it, but I think it's the largest, the most fun. It's my highlight of the year where, you know, all of our family and friends come right back together and we spend 3 days together just having a great time.
What do you see coming down the road for rural America and for Tractor Supply?
Yeah, Tony, the best way to answer that question is, How do we see our consumer today? What are their pain points? And then that's an opportunity for us to serve them. So, like I said, we see the customer constrained a bit with inflation, so they need value. We see the customer today working harder than ever and more time constrained, so they need convenience. And then, as I mentioned, they need expert advice. And so I'll just hit like what we see in the near term and then maybe even further out our opportunities. So core to Tractor Supply for us is ensuring that we're bringing all the right product, innovative new product, but very focused on value to our customers. I'm excited about the fact that just coming off this annual sales meeting with all our vendors, I'm as convinced as ever that our partnership with our vendors is stronger than ever. Both Tractor Supply and our vendors are together having a similar mission of bringing better value, great pricing, great product to our customers. That's a key pain point that we solve just when we open up a new store and bring a store into a market that doesn't have a Tractor Supply. Like you said, you are 30 miles, I believe, from the nearest Tractor Supply. Many customers have to go farther than that, and they may have to go to 2 or 3, 4 stores to get everything they need at Tractor Supply, and then we can bring in that national scale with really great low pricing. So first thing is we're very focused this year on finding ways to drive costs down and have better values for our customers.
All right, we're at the end here, Kurt. If we want to keep up with Tractor Supply, where do we find you?
Certainly at TractorSupply.com. awesome website, great new opportunities. Try the buying online and having it delivered from one of our own team members, not a third party, one of our own team members delivering the product to your home or your farm or your ranch.
Kurt Barton with Tractor Supply on the Agribusiness Report.
Manage your risk and take advantage of opportunities with StoneX. Utilizing StoneX's global presence to provide the best in market intelligence, a vast portfolio of risk management and marketing products, and a team of brokers who specialize in working with those in agriculture, StoneX provides the resources you need to make the best possible decisions. Learn more about the StoneX Advantage. Call Donna Hughes at 214-613-1688. There's substantial risk to futures and options trading. Not all products are suitable for all producers.
The Texas Corn Producers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit texascorn.org and become a member today.
It's the Agribusiness Report, New York Representative Josh Riley.
One of the things I've heard time and again visiting upstate New York's family farms is anxiety for the next generation. Older farmers at the end of their careers who want the farm to stay in the family, younger farmers at the start of their careers who want the same thing. But the barriers are so high, the margins are so small, and the uncertainty is so much. So the Farm Bill includes my bipartisan legislation to improve access to credit for the next generation of farmers. It cuts red tape, makes it quicker and easier to get capital, because why should it be so easy for investment bankers on Wall Street to get credit and so damn hard for young farmers in Steventown and Kinderhook? So there's a lot of good stuff in here, but there's also stuff that I very strongly oppose and will not support. Including immunity for pesticides manufacturers and handouts to the chemical companies. We've got provisions in here that could interfere with labeling practices for kosher and halal foods.
It's the Agribusiness Report.